You're listening to 30 Pounds Down, where losing weight is simplified with healthy habits. I'm Glenda Hill, a nurse-turned-holistic nutritionist. Let's go to the show. Hello and welcome, my friend. Today, I want to talk about how you can unlock weight loss success secrets. And this is a secret because not many people talk about prevention. You want to prevent the weight gain. The reason is so that when you do lose the weight, which you will do, you don't want it to come back. You don't want to regain the weight. That's really the problem that so many people struggle with in the weight loss battle. Aren't you tired of that constant battle with excess weight? I'm sure you are. Losing the weight and then gaining it back. Well, I have a solution to that. This approach reduces the stress, and it resonates with our faith. So in this episode, I share some practical insights and tips for you. I give you inspiration and scripture encouragement to help you achieve a healthy weight more effectively. So let's get started with this strategy of prevention. Prevent the weight gain as a mindset for you. Rather than focusing all of your energy on the weight loss routines, you know, the numbers on the scale and how much calories you consume, and you don't want to have to think that way. You ever notice how exhausting that is? How much it drains your emotional energy? Well, we want to cut that out of our life. Consider preventing the weight gain. This perspective is going to open a world of possibilities for you because you're thinking a more holistic, spiritually healthy way of dealing with the excess weight. You want to take care of yourself. And that's what preventing the weight gain is all about. This strategy works far more effectively than just focusing on losing the weight. So when your focus is on losing weight, every decision revolves around numbers, and you seem to react to the numbers on the scale, the number of calories consumed, the number of hours spent exercising. This is a hyper focus that can lead to an emotional roller coaster, and it's very draining on your energy. Every setback, whether you hit a plateau or whether it's a small weight gain, it feels like a failure, and it saps your emotional strength. Even regaining a pound after losing it, it brings this intense guilt and shame, and that is creating a vicious emotional cycle. You want to stop all of that, and that's the solution I bring to you today, my sister. Shifting to preventing the weight gain redirects your energy, your emotional energy, to promote long-term healthy weight and, of course, whole health and strong faith. Preventing weight gain, it involves making mindful choices every day. Your life is not just about how much you weigh or how fit you are. It's also about how you feel inside. Like if you're happy or you're stressed. Instead of just trying to lose weight, this idea focuses on making you feel good in many ways. And that's really important. When you think like this, you start to be more kind to yourself. You take care of your body. You start doing things that are good for you in the long run, like eating healthy and exercising. Not because you want to hit a certain number on the scale, but because you want to be healthy and happy for a long time. Preventing the weight gain allows for flexibility in your eating patterns. You learn to enjoy a variety of foods in moderation without the guilt or the fear of falling off the wagon. You don't have to have those worries anymore. With your focus on prevention, setbacks are opportunities for growth rather than failures. By choosing to prevent weight gain, you are committing to prioritize self-care. This means engaging in physical activities that you enjoy, eating nourishing foods that satisfy you, body and soul, and taking the time to rest. Rest your stomach and rest your body. Sleep good at night so it can recharge and help you to be ready for the next day, right? It's all about building sustainable habits that you can maintain over the long term rather than adopting these weight loss fixes that don't last. They may give you temporary results, but they don't last. Taking care of your body, prioritizing self-care, giving your body what it needs to heal itself, all of these wonderful principles are rooted in the Word of God. And so when you are taking care of yourself and you are doing things to maintain a healthy weight for the long term, spiritually, you feel better because you have this sense of accomplishment and control. I want to share with you a powerful verse from the scripture that reminds us of the importance of surrendering our worries and our struggles to God. When you have struggles, when you have worries, it really does hinder your weight loss goals. So you want to do everything you can to relieve your body of these types of stresses, right? And surrendering your cares and weaknesses to God is an act of faith. This act of surrender is not a sign of weakness, but rather a courageous step in embracing the grace and the mercy that God extends to us. He wants us to succeed. And so cast all your cares on Him, my sister, and He will care for us, right? He will care for you. The Bible offers many promises that encourages us, but Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 tells us, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path." So this verse, it captures the essence of surrendering to God, placing all of our trust in Him, even when we feel that we may not fully understand our circumstances. We allow Him to direct our steps. And just as we are encouraged to trust in God and follow His direction, we want to put our faith in preventing weight gain with healthy habits that glorify Him. I want to share the healthy habits that will support a healthy relationship with food and a sustainable healthy weight. So one of the key elements of preventing weight gain is balancing your blood sugar and metabolism. So start your day with a hearty breakfast and then reduce the portion size to about half of that for your lunch. And if you have to eat a third meal, then you want that meal to be even smaller. So maybe a couple of mouthfuls, right? And that's it. You have a hearty breakfast and then you taper off your portion size as you go through the day. As you go through the day, each meal is smaller and smaller. All right, I hope you got that. That's going to help balance your blood sugar and metabolism as you do these things consistently. So what you're doing at each meal is you're eating slowly and mindfully, right? Eating a balanced breakfast includes protein. So you want plant-based protein, healthy fats, and carbs. This is going to give you the energy you need for the day. Studies have shown that a higher protein intake in the morning is essential for eliminating cravings later in the day. So here's a guide for your breakfast. You want maybe 20% healthy fats, 30% plant-based protein, and you want maybe 50% of the complex carbohydrates, and that is fruits and vegetables, whole grains. So if you make a black bean and vegetable breakfast burrito or a wrap, that is going to give you the perfect combination of having all you need, fats, protein, carbohydrates, that is going to fuel your body, give you the energy, and is going to eliminate the cravings. Sounds good, huh? Other good sources of plant-based protein are peanut butter and hemp seeds. So you don't have to cut out all of your favorite foods. But if you are thinking, well, I do have some favorite foods that I want to hold on to, try smaller portions of those favorite foods. Say they're your treats, right? So I want you to eat your treats only on special occasions. We're talking about prevent weight gain, my sister, all right? So to prevent the weight gain, we have to take in these biblical principles. We want to portion our sizes to eat for strength, not for gluttony. And we want to eat even those things that are good and they're treats and they're tasty, but we want to eat those things in moderation, right? To prevent weight gain, you want to eat slowly. When you think you're full, you want to stop eating. But I want you to take that one step further and leave the table half hungry. Yeah, because by the time your brain catches up with your stomach, you are really full, because it does take a little time for the brain to send the signals to tell you, yes, you're full. So if you step away from the table half hungry, you're going to give your body the fuel it needs, and you're going to stop giving your body calories that it does not need. So this is mindful eating. And what I want you to do now is to combine the mindful eating principle with exercise, moderate exercise, like a 30-minute walk daily. So you want to walk after meals. That's going to help digestion and so many other health benefits to that. But this is going to keep your blood sugar levels stable. When you do an intense workout, that is going to add more stress to your body by making your blood sugar spike and then fall. So you want a moderate exercise program, and that is something like walking. My friend, have I encouraged you? Instead of pouring all your energy into weight loss routines and having your mind fixed on the numbers on the scale, the numbers of calories that you consume, the number of hours that you exercise, you don't have to think that way. I want you to shift your perspective and think more preventing the weight gain. This is more spiritually sound, because you are taking care of your body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. Did you count the number of biblical principles that are healthy habits that prevent your weight gain? Let's count them. Mindful eating, eat for strength, not for gluttony, right? Exercise, eat your treats in moderation, right? Trust God, eat, drink, whatever you do, all that you do, do for the glory of God. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend. Subscribe to my channel. Peace to you, and have a great day.